episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Hello.
I'm Ollie.
How are you?
Helpful. Educational.
Research the heat press.
The best podcast conversations we have had.
My business called John McGonagh Design.
With Matt from Print Pro UK.
It's nice to be here.
I have loved this episode. If you're a garment decorator, welcome to the crew.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators Podcast. Today I'm very excited to be joined by Jen from The Salty Spaniel, and I've wanted to have Jen on the podcast for a while because I see all of your prints going through our like transfer machines and they always look really, really cool, and I just wanted to sort of dive a bit deeper into your business and how it came about, because it's pretty unique, it's very specific to where you live and your life, which I love. So yeah, we're going to dive a bit deeper into Jen and her business today. So Jen, thanks for joining me on the podcast. How are you?
I'm very good. The sun is shining, so it's a happy day.
Good. To start with, do you want to tell everyone a little bit about who you are and how you came about starting your business and just a bit of background, really?
So I live in Pembrokeshire, which is like a very beautiful part of the country. And I absolutely love spending my time at the beach, in the sea, on the sea, everything to do with being at the seaside, really. So I've opened a little shop in Saundersfoot, and I'm a couple of hundred metres from the beach, which is great. And my brand is all about kind of celebrating how lovely Pembrokeshire is and how great it is to go out on adventures. So I sell kind of hoodies and t-shirts, and I design them all myself, and I print most of them with the help of stars. And it's named after my lovely Springer Spaniel called Woody, who also loves being at the beach, obviously. He is a mad thing, chasing birds and splashing around. And I can never keep him dry. So as soon as he sees the beach, he is straight in the water and all soggy and salty. So I called it the Salty Spaniel.
I love that. And having something that's so true to who you are as a person, being your business, must be really nice to sort of wake up every day and create and sell things that you would want to wear and that you see people sort of take away that experience from visiting your hometown.
Yeah. It's great because I get to chat to people all day and they tell me, like, you know, what they're up to in Pems, and I can offer tips on lovely beaches and activities and stuff like that. And all my designs kind of reflect, I don't know, like, yeah, the beach and adventures and swimming and my favorite places to visit.
So what made you want to open a shop in your hometown? Was there a specific point where you were like, this is what I feel like I need to be doing with my life? Or you were telling me before we started this podcast, you've always been quite creative, you've always been into design. Is that something that just naturally sort of flowed into where you're at now with your business?
Yeah. I mean, Saundersfoot isn't actually my hometown. I'm from Northampton. But I've been in Pembrokeshire for 18 years now, and I spent my childhood camping here. So it just kind of stemmed from that, really. I studied design at uni, and I've always been interested in graphics and textiles and anything creative, really. I've recently got back into crochet, which drives my partner mad because he's like,
you just
obsessed. So yeah, just anything creative, really. And I don't know, it's just a nice outlet, and this little shop kind of happened to be available at the right time, and so I just went for it.
So tell me about the products that you sell in your shop. Obviously you mentioned you print apparel, but run me through sort of what some of your best sellers are. What do people, when they come in the shop, what are like the things that their eyes are drawn to first?
So it's t-shirts and hoodies mostly, and then I've got some little souvenir-y stuff to back it up, so mugs and coasters and things like that. It's a lot of people come in because it's called the Salty Spaniel and they love that, so I get lots of dog visitors. So like my logo is a little spaniel face. And then some of the local stuff I do is, yeah, it depends what people are looking for, really, because I've got that kind of spaniel element and the Saundersfoot Pembrokeshire element. So I use some like local landmarks in some of my designs. So like people are quite drawn to those. But then obviously if they come in and they've got a spaniel, they're like, ah, it's a spaniel. So yeah, it's really lovely, actually, because people come in and they kind of look all around and there's lots of colours going on, and it's only a tiny shop, so I've got to cram everything in. So yeah, people just kind of come in and they're like, oh, there's so much to look at.
Would you say that majority of your customers are people visiting the area, or have you got some of the sort of regulars that you see, or how's your customer base split? Because I live in a sort of a coastal, I wouldn't say touristy town, but like people come to the beach to visit for the day, for the weekend. And I'm just curious as to how that affects your customers.
Yeah, obviously we have in the summer, like our busy time in the summer holidays, we have lots of tourists. But I really love that lots of people come again and again, because there's lots of kind of caravan parks. So the caravan parks opened a couple of weeks ago. So it was lovely, like for people that I was chatting to last summer were coming down and setting their vans up for the summer. So it's really nice to have that repeat customer and to keep up with people. And Saundersfoot, there's a really lovely community in Saundersfoot. So lots of locals do pop in for a chat. And yeah, so it's pretty spread, really. I'd say mostly it's tourism, but it's nice that I do get locals come in to buy gifts, especially people that have friends and family living away. They like to come and get them something Pembrokeshire themed for birthdays and Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, that's nice. Would you say that your product quality reflects people that come back? Obviously, you build a good relationship with the repeat customers because of who you are as a person and how you gel with the community there, like you mentioned previously. But obviously, if you produce something that peeled off with a few washes or cracked or faded or anything like that when it comes to your apparel, people obviously probably wouldn't be as inclined to come back and repeat purchase or want to gift like your products to somebody else. So can you talk me through your print journey as such and how you came to produce the products you do now? So how did you start printing? I know you mentioned before about you used to make your own like spring prints when you were younger, but talk me through the journey of how you ended up with the product you've got today.
So I try and source, like starting off, I try and source as sustainably as possible. So I don't want to be selling like low cost items. So I make sure that I've got really lovely 100% organic cotton t-shirts, and my hoodies are organic cotton and recycled polyester. So I just try and have that like premium kind of hoodie, that with a bit of kind of eco-conscious, because you know, I don't want to be like, I, you know, going down the beach and doing my beach clean and stuff and then selling stuff that isn't good for the planet. I source my transfers from you guys. I want it to be top quality. I don't want any print peeling off so I want it all to be something that like people will come back for, because like I try and do really nice design and make it interesting and then also have great quality print and garments.
While we're on the topic then, let's talk about what you actually use to print your t-shirts, because I know you've got a couple of examples there for everybody that's watching visually. We spoke before we actually sat down to record this episode about the different products that you use from ourselves. And the one that I want to start with is the neon intra, because the first time I ever saw this design, it was going through our print machines and I just saw the ink color and I was like, love that color so much. And then when I looked at the design and saw your branding on it, I was like, oh, that actually looks really good. So that has been a fairly new addition to your range, right?
Yeah, I can't remember when I launched this actually, but it's been one of my best sellers. I've got like a lovely dark grey organic cotton hoodie and then some bright neon print on the back. So it says the Sultan Spaniel Seaside Co. and it's got my little spaniel on a surfboard.
Can your spaniel actually surf or?
No, and neither can I actually. I mean, I've tried, but I just fall over. But he loves being in the surf and like he gets kind of tumbled back to the beach by the waves, but there's no board involved.
Oh, so it's almost like dog bodyboarding in a way.
Yeah. So that one's gone really well. And I love a bit of colour. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go for it. I don't mind if nobody likes neon, but I do. So, and it's gone really, really well. And that obviously that's a good eye catcher when people come in because they're like, oh, wow, that is standing out.
Yeah, it's probably very different as well from what other shops in that area sell. And I've never actually been to Pembrokeshire, so I can't speak on behalf of where you are. But I visited Cornwall a couple of times and just walking down like the high street and the stores on the seafront, there's a lot of shops that sell like merchandise and apparel, but it's all very similar. And obviously being in this industry, knowing where the garments come from, knowing where the prints come from, it's very easy to look at something and go, I know how much that costs. I don't want to pay what people are charging for it. Like, I'm sure you look at everything printed in any store you go in now. But the thing that I struggled with is I really wanted to buy something to remember that trip that I went on, but none of it felt nice. Like, if there was a hoodie that I know cost £10-15 to make and they were selling it for 50, I probably would have bought it for the sake of remembering that trip. But it was scratchy and the print didn't feel very nice, and I just didn't want to buy it. Whereas it sounds like everything you create is garments that people actually want to wear, that are comfortable, that they know they're buying like a good quality product and they can remember their trip, or like you say, purchase for a gift or something.
Well I want it to be something that people kind of treasure, really. And like, I love that when I go places, I do try and get a little memento, and yeah, it's just nice to have something that is good quality that you actually want to wear, and the print stays on there and stuff. So I used Inktra for my neon print, and Inktra has changed my life. I absolutely love it. It's so easy and quick, and the finish is really nice. It's, you know, it's got that kind of matte finish. It looks like a screen print, like a traditional screen print. So I'm absolutely chuffed with it, and I've had lots of compliments about it. And no complaints yet.
Quite probably not as well. If you're using Inktra, you'd probably be all right for a very long time on that one. How did you find using Inktra for the first time? Because I vaguely remember you telling me about when you first tried it and your initial sort of reaction. How did you find ordering it, picking obviously your specific Pantone colour online? I know you speak to Heather a lot here, one of our key accounts customer service team. And she's amazing, but obviously some of the orders you put through online with our EasyView system. So talk me through how you found that process.
Well, Stars are always just so friendly. I love chatting to Heather. Like, I ring her up to ask a question and then we're chatting for 10 minutes about nonsense. So it's really nice to work with a supplier that is so helpful, really, and friendly, and yeah, just... although Heather is the person that I tend to talk to because she's the one that I usually do whenever I call and speak to somebody else. Everyone is so helpful and friendly. The website I find really easy to use. So sometimes it's disappointing that I put my order in online and I don't have to ring Heather for a chat. It was Heather told me to try Inktra. It arrived and I was, I can't remember the first design I used it for. But I think it might have been the neon one, actually. So it was obviously easy to pick that Pantone because I just picked neon pink. It was just so easy because I was like, press, hot peel, done. Like, no waiting for them to cool down. No repressing. Yeah, so I just, yeah, it just works for me because I do my printing myself. I've got a little print room set up at home. So when I finished in the shop, I've got to go home and get my stuff ready to sell. So it just works really well for me because I can nip home, do my printing and get down the beach as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I suppose it's quite nice as well if you have, for example, in the UK, when the evenings are a little bit shorter, maybe autumn, winter kind of time, when you've got your quieter seasons, you can go home and maybe you go for your walk and then you can print at home, which is one of the things I love about this business and how little space it takes up. I know, obviously, you have your store for selling, but in terms of the physical production of actually running like a garment decoration or printing business, you are literally doing it in your spare room in your house, which you're renovating, so you're even tighter on space, but it still works and it's very easy to do and it's accessible. And that's what I love about this business, is that it doesn't have to be some massive production. You don't have to spend thousands on a massive screen print machine, on a, you know, big printer or anything like that. You can literally just order the small items that you need, have them in at one corner even, and with the right technology and print process, you can create a really good high quality product.
Yeah, it's great because stars do the hard work and then I just have to press them, so it's great. And like, it's not a big spot, it's only a little room, and yeah, I've got my clam press set up there and all my transfers arranged relatively neatly. And yeah, so I can just nip in there, get a bit of printing done, and yeah, just close the door really, and it doesn't take over the whole house, which is good because yeah, there's quite a lot of builder's dust going on and stuff like that in other areas.
Yeah, I can imagine it's quite nice for you to be able to, if you need to just do half an hour here or there, or you know, top up your stock a little bit in the store, you don't have to go to your workshop, or you know, you can just run upstairs, spend half an hour pressing some and then shut the door for the evening. It's all contained in one space, but it's at home, it's easy and it's accessible. So yeah,
and then I can use what's, you know, I maximize the use of space in my shop really, because I've got a little storeroom, but yeah, I need to, yeah, I'd rather have stock space and then, yeah, just have that bit of space at home that is put aside. It just works great for me. And the turnaround time is really good because I order them and they're here in 2-3 days. And obviously my hoodie suppliers is next day as well. So that's great for me. If I've like running low on something, I can say, if people are down on holiday for the week or something, I can say, oh, well, I can actually print you up. I don't have any mediums today. I've sold them all, but I can print them up tonight or tomorrow and have them ready for you to pick up later in the week.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the other print processes you use then. So we've talked about Intro, we've talked about the neon Pantone ink, which is phenomenal. Are there any other print processes that you'd like to use on your apparel to get different effects? Because obviously Inktra is a single color or like a single block color, so that's great for the one color designs. But I can imagine with your like designs and where you live that there's some full color going on, like a little bit more depth to the design. So what do you tend to use for those?
A lot of my stuff, I try and stick to 2 or 3 colours to just, I don't know, have that bold graphic impact. So I do use the 1-5 colour screen printed transfers for some of those. But again, that's great because I can pick the Pantones and get them nice bright colours. And I've also Heather told me for ages and ages and ages to try the director film. And I don't know why I didn't listen to her, but I finally did. And I've done this lovely design with my little Zen spaniel. So and then he's got like a little flower crown. But obviously I wanted to use lots of colors for that. So I've used the director film. And this is design is another one of my bestsellers. But I put that on all kinds of things, t-shirts, sweatshirts, wash bags, tote bags. And that print, it just works really, really nicely. It's like a nice soft feel to it. It's not shiny. And you can get all the impact with those colors. So yeah, I'm also very impressed with that.
There's quite a lot of detail in that design, isn't there? Just from looking at it at a glance just then, you've got quite a few fine lines and like free floats in there. That's done that perfectly fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how it works. But yeah, it's like you can kind of really get in there with the details. And it looks great. There's no like kind of sketchy edges or anything like that. It's really nice and crisp.
Amazing. So obviously you said that you listened to Heather on your transfer processes, which is a very wise move, but you also listened to Heather when she recommended a heat press to you as well. So tell me a bit about the press that you opted for and why and how you found it.
I just rang up and said I've used presses in the past, so I knew that I wanted a clam press because I don't have space for a swing press. And I just asked Heather what she thought I should have, and she said the auto release styles one. So I did it and it works great. I've never had any issues with it. It's printed a lot of hoodies and t-shirts for me, and it's great because I can I've got my little hat press as well, so I can use both at the same time because they're both auto release. So it's just one over here doing a little back of the neck logo and then doing the front one over there. It's a good workout actually.
Having two presses on the go at the same time, a hat's quite successful for you as well then.
I don't, caps, everyone loves a cap in the summer when the sun's out, so we really need a good sunny summer this year. I don't just use the cap press for hats. I use it because although I've got like my logos on the, like my big logo on the back, I always put like a little logo on the front pocket or the left chest, so just to kind of show my brand off really, because not all of my stuff has a salty spaniel included. Like I do a big kind of map of the Pembrokeshire coast with all the beaches written in, and so obviously that doesn't say anything about my brand on it, so I just put a little salty spaniel logo on the left chest of the t-shirt, or say on the little pocket of the hoodie.
So that's almost like, We talk a lot on this podcast about branding and making sure that you put like branded neck labels into your apparel, or you offer, if you're a fulfillment business, for example, you offer your customers to put their branding in the neck label. But it almost sounds like you're doing that, but on the outside of the garment, which I really love, because you are just 100% backing your brand. And it's even more obvious to people when they're walking around with it what it is. It's not a case of like, oh, let me just check the label as to where this is from. It's like, on the left chest, or it's on the sleeve, or it's on the pocket, and someone can go, yeah, this is where it's from. Like, that's so much easier. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I try and do it so it's just a little logo, so it's not too overpowering, but it's just that little thing that's there. And like, I have really good feedback about it, because like sometimes people won't go for like, say, a salty spaniel design. They'll go for one of my Saundersfoot ones, or my Pembrokeshire ones. And they're like, oh, but I really like the little salty spaniel thing. I'm like, yeah, it's there. It's just there, but it's little.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's on there. You get both.
Yeah. You can still look at my little spaniel face.
Well, that kind of goes with what you were saying earlier about the community though, doesn't it? Because people like to support small businesses. And I can imagine in a town like yours that people are even more so willing to, you know, support your business and come in and help the community. So why wouldn't they want to walk around with something that's got your apparel on it if it's A, going to help out your business, but B, they want something that is Salty Spaniel branded, you know?
And it says Saunders Foot on my logo as well. So yeah, it's really lovely being in this village. There's always loads going on. And I try and get involved with whatever they're up to. So they did Saunders Foot in Bloom last year. So I built myself a nice flower pot out of pallets for the front of the shop. And even though I don't have green fingers at all, if for some mad reason it's still going, it's still flowering.
There you go, meant to be.
Yeah.
So when we spoke previously before sitting down to record this episode, you said to me that your initial thought when you were thinking about the product you wanted to stock at Salty Spaniel was, what if nobody likes my products, or what if no one wants to buy my products? I think this is a thought that a lot of printers have when they're starting their business, and I really want to talk about how you overcame that thought process or how you handled it, because I'm assuming you potentially still get those thoughts and feelings now, maybe when you bring out a new product, or, you know, things that when you have like a quieter season, maybe they creep back in. But I think it's something a lot of people, especially that run their own business and print their own products, struggle with. So talk to me a bit about that.
Yeah, I did. Everyone gets their self-doubts, don't they? So I did kind of sit in my empty shop like, oh, what if no one comes? What am I going to do? But I just thought, well, if I try my best to offer something that I'm proud of and something that's good quality, then if it doesn't work out, like I couldn't have tried any harder. So yeah, but it's going okay, and people do seem to like it, so I'm glad. I don't know what to say, really. Sometimes in Pembrokeshire it can be hard in the winter because it's blowing a gale, and yeah, everyone just kind of gets blown past the shop with umbrellas inside out and stuff like that. But we just got to hold out for the summer holidays, and like the season's kind of starting properly at Easter. And we've had some gorgeous sunny weekends recently, so people have been around. And luckily, they seem to like my stuff. So that's great.
How long would you say from opening your shop and coming up with the ideas and printing your products to being confident in what you're selling, if that's the right way of putting it, because, you know, you're confident in your products anyway because you know they're good quality. But how long would you say it took you from starting this business, or the idea of starting this business, to having, I don't know, a busy weekend selling a load of products and then going, yeah, this was a good idea?
Well, I opened in December 2023, on the 1st of December, just on the run-up to Christmas. Happened to time it accidentally really well with the Christmas lights switch on. Yeah, I just thought, as soon as I started kind of putting stuff in the shop and setting up, lots of people were being nosy. So I thought, oh, well, this could work even. Yeah. And then I had a really, really good opening weekend. So that was a great boost, actually. Kind of opened with a really good feedback and lots of sales. So, yeah, that really kind of made me feel much better about it and think, oh, you know, maybe I can actually do this. And then January, February, March, it was very quiet, but I thought, well, you know, if I made it work in December, then as soon as Easter comes, it'll be all right. And it was all right. And so, yeah, we're coming up to Easter now, so I'm ready for
it's
it.
Just, you know what to expect this year. You've done it once already. It's a year down the road from your first Easter in the shop. You know exactly what you're going into. And you've got a lot of stuff printed and ready to be restocked.
Yeah, my van is actually full of stuff that I printed yesterday. So when we finished our chat, I've got to bring it around from the car park and unload.
Oh, brilliant. What stuff have you been printing? What's on the list?
So my little flower crown design that I use with the director film with. Oh, and I didn't show as well. People love this because I've got my little flowery spaniel on the front and then I've got some little flowers down the sleeve.
That's really cute. I love a sleeve print.
Yeah, I'm into my little flowery sleeve. So I've done that design onto some off-white sweatshirts. I have some new zip neck sweats coming in with the my Seaside Co design, which I do on the neon. I've done them in cream as well. So that if you do have more of a muted taste in jumpers, you don't have to have neon or really bright colored hoodies. I've tried to kind of spread it out a bit, so we've got some stuff for people who love bright stuff and things for people who are perhaps a little bit more, I don't know, sensible.
Bring all sorts of apparel wearers. I love it.
What else have I done? Oh, I've just done a new Sunny Days and Salty Waves design. And this is with mint print onto coral, which is very bright. I always go for bright colors. But I realized that not everyone wants to be standing out that much. I try and keep a range of tastes.
Yeah, catering for all customers. I think it depends on someone's mood as well. Like I sometimes wear all black or all neutrals, and then other days I'll come in like a bright pink or bright green top, and it just sort of depends, I think, on the mood I wake up in sometimes. And I imagine it's similar to people that come into your store and they're like, oh, I've had a really great trip, I want something bold and bright to remember it by. Or people that maybe are just wearing your stuff day to day because they like the quality of it, they're like, oh, I'll go for something a bit more neutral because I wear it every day, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I find that wearing bright stuff improves my mood. If I'm if I'm in bright colours, I'm feeling happier and more sunshiny. So it's very rare for me to be in black or navy.
I love it. I totally understand what you mean as well. There's something about the way the brain works when it sees bright colours like that. It does just instantly like lift you, doesn't it? So let's talk a little bit about your sort of work-life balance then, because you run your own business on your own. You've got your shop that you manage, you print at home. You mentioned you're also renovating a house. So how do you tie all of that up and make sure that you've got a good work-life balance? Because obviously you live in a lovely part of the world. You enjoy going down there with your spaniel, having walks after work. How have you found that balance with running your own business, which takes a lot of time and a lot of mental space, combined with your downtime and your house renovation as well?
Well, the spaniel, Woody, helps me a lot with that because I am prone to like getting lost in. So say yesterday I was like, oh, I'm going to do a couple of hours printing, and then it was dark. And he was like, he'd just come to the door of the print room and was looking at me like, are we going to go and do anything else today? Or are you ever coming out of there? So he's a good reminder for me to like take a break. But a lot of the time, because I love running my shop and I love doing my designs, and mostly I love printing, not on a really hot day. So it doesn't feel as much like work. So I do have to kind of, let Woody tell me that I need to stop working and go down the keep. Or my boyfriend will be like, you did promise you were going to paint the stairs 2 months ago. And I've started that job, sanded them. If he knows, that might be next winter by the time that gets done. And also just being in Pembrokeshire, because I just look out my window and I'm like, oh, maybe I should be outside enjoying enjoying myself. So I do try and have one day a week where I don't obsess about work and go out and get some fresh air. And yeah, just, I don't, it's just a whirlwind all the time. I can't remember.
Find you get like more ideas for designs and things when you're out exploring or just like living, because I will often sit here and try and think of video ideas or things to talk about on podcasts, and then I'll go out for a walk or I'll be doing something totally unrelated on a weekend and an idea will pop into my head. And there's a word for it, but I can't remember what it is, where basically your creative brain unlocks better when it's your subconscious brain, not your conscious brain. And I can imagine for you running a shop that's basically based on where you live and your lifestyle, that being out in that life gives you more ideas rather than sort of sitting in your shop or in your print room trying to think of ideas.
Yeah, I always go out and get inspiration. I mean, I suppose then I feel like that counts as working. So that's a good excuse, isn't it? I'm like, well, I've got to go out and walk my dog, and I've got to go and enjoy Pembrokeshire so that I am inspired by my surroundings. So when I say like I'm always thinking about work, it's that I'm not necessarily in work. I'm like sitting on the beach, looking at the waves.
What you do, and it's a joy for you to do it. It doesn't feel like work because you get excited by it, and I don't think that's a bad thing because it's not draining you, it's exciting you. But it is good to have times where you're not like actually like sat at a desk working or like at the heat press printing. It's a bit of a gray area between what's work and what's not in this kind of industry, but yeah.
And I do actually enjoy printing as well. So I don't know, I just like that process where I'm like, right, this box, I'm going to sort it, and I've got it all neatly folded and printed up and ready to go. It's only when it's like a boiling hot day where I'm like, oh, I could be outside and I'm printing hoodies. Very rude.
On the plus side, it only takes 10 to 12 seconds to print a hoodie. So depending on how many you've got to do, it's not a ridiculously long process before you then do get to go outside and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, especially with Inktra, when I'm just like, press, done. Love that.
Move on, outside, walk.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know whether I've answered a question about work-life balance there or, don't know.
You have. We're just having a discussion about it. Yeah. The other thing I want to ask you about as well is we've touched on it a lot, but your relationship with not just Heather, but Styles as a company. What advice would you give other people that are maybe starting printing or looking to change suppliers or partners? Would you say that it's been beneficial to your business to have a partner that you trust and that you get on with and that you have a good relationship with?
Yeah, absolutely. All the suppliers that I work with have always been really good, but I just find that Styles are a bit kind of above and beyond, really, because it's just, I might have like a really stupid question and quite often, and I just ring up and I'm like, if I did this, if I've messed something up, I'm like, how can I fix this, please? And you guys are just always really helpful. I just think that's really, really good, because although like other companies I work with, it's not quite such a personal service. It's like I buy the stuff and it gets delivered and it's great and it's all grand, but with you guys I ring up to ask a question and end up having a natter, so that's really lovely. I find that's it's just, you feel kind of supported. And so like I said, Heather kept telling me to use the director film, and when I did finally listen to her, I was like, oh, why have I not used this before? Yeah, so I don't know. Can't recommend you guys enough. Because yeah, I can just ring and ask a question, and yeah, it's all sorted. There's no waiting hours for a call back or anything like that. I just
happens. Yeah, that's really nice to hear, because obviously we put a lot of that. That's the feedback we get quite a lot, is that our customers and our printers say that we help support and grow their business, which is basically our role. Like, I love what I do personally, because I get to help and educate people, but as a company, we just want our customers to be successful, because when you're successful, we're successful, and it's just a mutual thing. And the relationships that we have with our partners, our customers, like, it just makes life so much better when everybody's on the same team and everyone supports each other. You can produce a good quality product that helps everyone's business thrive. And yeah, I'm really glad that that's the experience that you have had and are going to continue to have with your business. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, really, I guess it must be a really nice place to work, because whoever I speak to, with you guys, and I was really nervous about doing a podcast, because I don't usually put myself out there like that. But after a chat with you, I was like, okay, I feel like I can do it. So I hope I've not been too boring.
Jen, I'm honestly so grateful that you agreed to come on and do this, because your business and your story is so unique. And I, being from like a small coastal town as well, I think personally I was invested in your story because I can relate to it. And combination of where I am from and where I work just kind of, yeah, it's so interesting for me as well. So hopefully the people that are listening have taken something from it as well. And yeah, I just love hearing everyone's different stories. So thank you for taking the time for coming on to talk to me. Would you like to give everybody a little bit of information as to where they can find you and find your business, whether it be the store, or if you have an online presence, where can people find you and your business?
So I'm on Instagram, which is mostly pictures of my dog being really cute on the beach. Not too much of a hard sell on the t-shirts and stuff. So you can find me, that's at the Salty Spaniel Pems. And I do have a website, which is www.thesaltyspaniel.com, where you can have a look at all my products and stuff like that. And I am on Facebook as well, but I'm not as good at that. So Instagram's more for me.
Instagram for that.
And then obviously if you're in Pembrokeshire, you can find my shop in Saundersfoot, on Brewery Terrace. So yeah, if you're in Pems, come say hi.
Oh, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today, Jen. I really appreciate it. And for everybody listening and watching, don't forget to subscribe with whatever platform you're watching on. And we'll be back next week with another Garment Decorators podcast episode.